Hello.
Hey, Donald, this is Seth Peterson. How are you doing today?
I'm fine.
I hope I didn't catch you at a bad time.
No, I'm all right. What can
Good,
I do
good.
for you?
I am just following up after our last conversation in May about your property on DuPont Circle in Richmond. I was just following up to see if you guys have any plans selling it now.
I don't know. I'm at a point now. I need to make a decision, but I don't know. What would be your offer for that house?
If I could get some details, first of all, for the property, so that you know we could help you decide and give you a, you know, an honest number about it. If you have like 5 minutes.
No, I don't know. I don't think that it would be a proper for me to give you information on the house. And I've been getting bids on it as it is, and you know, they know what the value of the house is and so forth. So I'm not going to do that now.
Right. You know, do this because, you know, I know I could, you know, throw a number in the hat too, but, you know, I don't think that would be proper without knowing the property first, because, you know, I want to stand by what I say. So if I could get some information on the property, we could talk numbers so that I don't waste your time. And, you know, it's an honest number about the property. I can do, you know, what others do and throw just a number in the hat that, you know, we could buy the property for X amount of money. But I don't think that, you know, that would be appropriate.
Okay, I do understand that. Because in your contract, you have a back out clause anyway, correct?
That is not necessary.
Yeah.
And different, you know, real estate investment companies do things differently. And
you said Richmond companies do things differently?
Real estate companies, you know, different companies have different practices. However, that is why, you know, we don't give out the number up front until we know everything, so that the number we give, we can stand by on it.
Yeah.
If you're not comfortable talking about details over the phone, I can arrange a visit and we can come down, meet you at your property.
Yeah. Well, I'm all over the place right now, so that's another thing. I need to close. I talked to a contractor yesterday about that same particular house. So I don't know. I might just go ahead and repair it. If I don't do it, you know, before the end of this season, before the year's out, if I don't get into these houses and finish them off or get them started, I won't probably end up selling them. But I have a son that I wanted to pass it down to, but he don't seem to be in the real estate. So anyway,
right.
I'll just hold off.
Right. And if you don't mind me asking, like, you said you're planning on doing it, you know, you're speaking with the contractors, but what if we save you the trouble and we make sure that, you know, we can buy the property as is? So you don't have to go through the trouble of, you know, talking to construction companies and making sure everything is fixed, you know, the hustle.
It's just that every time I talk to, I own a few houses, and when I talk to guys like you, they lowball me so much on every side of it. You know, the last house I sold, I gave away, but I'm not doing that anymore. You know, because the area which you're talking about. Anyway, I don't need to go through all that. I'll just think some more on it. I'm gonna see how this thing turn out. If I can get me some contractors in there, I'll go ahead and bring the house back. Yeah.
Okay. And if it is all right, can I follow up with you on this next week? Would that be?
No. Well, it will be more than a week before I actually, because I'm gonna have to get in and clean it up. You know, I'll do the cleaning up myself, and then I'm gonna have to get a plumbing electrician in there. So it's gonna take me a minute still.
Right. Just curious about the plumber and electrician. Can you share what kind of repairs does the property need?
The property was fire damaged, so it's going to need a lot of repairs. But the neighborhood, that particular neighborhood, that particular house is so unusual, all brick and steel beams running through the basement, that it'll pull probably a little more than $500,000.
Right.
If it was after cleaning it up. And I'm thinking it's going to probably take on, if you have your own crew, you can go in there for about $100,000, $110,000, $115,000, and bring the house back. Yeah.
Right. So yeah. A fire damaged property, and it's a 4-bed, 2-bathroom house, 2,700 square feet approximately. Is that correct?
Yeah. With a full basement.
Yeah,
and no, it's not a full basement. It's a half basement. And there's actually two rooms down in the basement that could be converted into whatever. And if you want to dig the dirt out of the basement, you can have a full basement. And a couple of people in that neighborhood have done just that, gone in and dig all the dirt out and made it, turn that into living quarters.
Right.
So you'll add yourself almost at least 1,400 square feet by just cleaning the basement. Well, not made. I don't know if they count the basement when they do that. Anyway, I'm not sure.
Is this property currently rented out? Are you getting any rental income from it, or are you staying here?
No, I'm not getting any income from it at this point.
So, and how long has it been vacant?
It's been vacant for a while.
For a while. A couple of years?
Yeah.
And, okay. You know, you have given me some information, Donald, to be a good steward of your time. I can set up, ask my numbers guy, her name is B, and I can ask her to give you a call tomorrow. With the information we have and everything, we could share a number with you that we can pay in the current scenario and in the current state of the property.
Okay.
If you can hear about it, if you like it, we can go ahead. If not, you can take your time, renovate it, and then we can talk about the property again, if that's all right.
Okay.
And
right.
What time tomorrow do you think you would be available for a quick call?
All this week, I'm busy, and when you said set aside some time, I don't have time that I can set a time at this point for something that's not that I'm not going to lock myself into. And, that's a really nice house, and I like it so much I like to keep it myself, I tell you the truth. You know, I just have to get in there and do so much work to it. Yeah.
Yes. I can, truly understand. I do own a couple of houses, and as everyone in U.S., we receive ton of offers on it. But me and my wife, we don't want to sell ours too, but at some point we do think that we'll have to sell it though, because no use.
I have a son. I'm hoping he's come around to realizing the worth of the real estate, because people offered me $40,000 for the house when I first got it, which was a ridiculous price. I didn't believe it. And I'm going to tell you what, the other day I was off a really a decent price for it. And so I still didn't particularly care for that price, but it come up a long ways from that $40,000. Because like I say, it's a $500,000 plus neighborhood.
Correct.
All right.
So, if you don't mind, I can ask B to give you a call tomorrow around 11 a.m. Is that a time you think you would be available for 10, 15 minutes just to have a small conversation?
I don't really lock myself in any times like that, because the schedule, I just do the things that I need to see done, need to be done. And this week is getting all my grass cut and getting these houses cleaned up. Getting the lawn, got a couple lawnmowers aren't working. So for unsure things, and I've been talking to folks over the years about these houses, and I've been being lowballed so many times that I don't, to set aside time for somebody to lowball me again. I'm a little worn out about that.
I completely understand, and don't blame you. You know, the new guys that are in the market now, they do not even lowball offers, but they're like awful offers. You know, for a house discount offered of $40,000, that's just you know. But if not a fixed time, you know, I can ask her to give you a call at 11. Let's see if she can connect. If not, we can try some other time as well, if that's okay.
Okay, that'll be fine.
All right, perfect. But keep in mind, she'll reach out to you around 11 o'clock if you're available.
Okay, sir. Thank you.
No problem. Thank you, Donald. Have a great day.
Same to you.